I had a phone call from Switzerland this morning, and it was from, well, actually, it was this afternoon. No, it had to be this morning. It was 11 o'clock, because when it was 11 o'clock here, it was 8 p.m. there. How about that? And this person called and said, "Dr. Barley, it is just so wonderful to have you in my world. It is so wonderful that I've met you. It is so wonderful that we have become dear friends. It is so wonderful. Every time I think of you, my life takes a turn for the better. Every time I think of you, my world lifts up." This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, Dean of the University of Philosophy, and bringing you the Absolute Philosopher. Yes, I had this telephone call, and this person said, "I turned their life on, that I am so wonderful, that I am so fantastic, that I am so glorious, that I am so marvelous." And I told the person, I said, "Hey, you're wonderful, keep talking, keep saying those nice things." And they went on and on and on, and they spoke for almost 5-6 minutes telling me how wonderful I am. And then I said, "Now, I am your creation. You have created me, this wonderful, glorious person, as a reflection of what's going on in your world. And the more you can praise me and honor me and bless me and lift me up in your consciousness, the more you are lifting up yourself in your consciousness. And if you realize that that is your reflection, then you will feel totally different about everything, and you will feel magnificent." Now, try that. Try that in an awareness that you are super, that you are glorious, that you are wonderful, that everything you do is just remarkable, that you are the most worthwhile being in the world. And then start looking at who it is you talk to. Every person you talk to is a super worthwhile person, you see. Because you cannot see another person unless they are the same master consciousness that you are. And if you look at a person who is ugly and bad, then that is what's going on in your mind. And my goodness sakes, I would certainly clean up that act. Now, I'm not saying change it. I'm saying clean it up. I'm saying, instead of trying to wash it over and kick it out, put a new thought, a beautiful thought in motion, which represents what you think is your highest and best, what represents what you believe about yourself. Take this new thought, give this new thought power and activity in your life, and watch as this new thought expresses itself so dramatically, dynamically, and forcefully in your life that everything you could ever dream for yourself is true. Now, take out a sheet of paper and write down everything that you think, if it were a fact in your life, would make your life so complete and so wonderful and so fulfilled and so uplifting and such a joy and a peace and a delight to be. Wow. You know, it's tough to begin. You say, "Where do I start?" Well, just start by writing one word. Say, "I'm peace." Say, "I'm love." "I'm infinite abundance." "I am independently wealthy." "I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body." Just go on and 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 on. And pretty soon, 7 o'clock goes to 8 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock, lunchtime, party time. We join around the party table, and we enjoy a beautiful lunch and sharing together. And 12:30, 1 o'clock, we are finished, and we go back to saying, it's done, I'm on all the wonderful things that you can think about yourself, and keep writing it down. Well, when am I going to get the work done that I'm supposed to do? Don't worry, I'm writing it down, how wonderful you are, all the wonderful things about you, all the wonderful things about your world, all what the world is because you're here, and what the world is because you are you, and on and on and on and on, and write and write and write, and then 6 o'clock, supper time, go and enjoy supper, And after supper, go back to your pen and pencil, go back to your computer, go back to your writing. I am on and on and on, how wonderful you are, how wonderful you are, how wonderful you are, how wonderful you are, on and on and on and on, how wonderful you are. And watch the miracles take place, because you are wonderful, you are fantastic, you are glorious, you are all that matters. On and on and on. The absolute philosopher doesn't guide you wrongly. The absolute philosopher guides us into the realization that if we say a thing long enough and strong enough, we'll believe it. If we say a thing long enough and strong enough, whatever belief we had before will no longer be there. If we say it long enough and strong enough, it will be our experience and our reality. Do it! Go ahead. Do it. Oh, and watch the miracles happen. I love you. I love you. I love you.